You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. President Biden is set to travel to New Jersey and New York today to survey damage from the storm called Ida. He was in Louisiana over the weekend. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, let's start with the president in the Northeast.
He'll be in Manville, New Jersey, and Queens, New York. Over the weekend, President Biden declared a major disaster area for some counties in both New York and New Jersey. That makes them eligible for more federal money. Some areas of New Jersey are complaining they weren't included. County officials are appealing to FEMA, which is still evaluating them and could add them to the list.
And let's update our friends in Louisiana.
Well, there, Entergy, which is the main utility for New Orleans, says it's restored power to more than half of its customers who were affected by Hurricane Ida and got the power back for 70% of its New Orleans customers. Entergy says more power poles were destroyed or damaged by Ida than by Hurricanes Katrina, Ike, Delta, and Zeta combined. But tens of thousands of people are still without power. The National Weather Service issued a heat advisory for New Orleans on Labor Day, along with a forecast for rain and a warning of flash flooding.
Louisiana in the heat. And cleanup?
People are cleaning soggy belongings out of their houses. They lined some of the streets in Queens. People in Louisiana are doing the same thing. Some parishes or counties there were hit harder than others. Jefferson Parish has limited power and water pressure. Traffic lights there aren't working and stores are closed.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.